Hi, welcome everybody to another fantastic show of the Mark and Coco Show. I am Mark Love, and with me, of course, is the fantastic, the fabulous, the wisest of them all, the one who sits on the mountain, my sister Coco. What's going on, Coco? That made no sense, did it?
So what? Please explain what the hell that means. The one that
you're the wisest of them all. You oversee everything.
Oh, that's exhausting.
If somebody needs some information from you, they must make that journey and discover themselves before they get to you.
Oh, that's not how it usually happens.
No, it doesn't.
No, usually they're like, I need help. What's the meaning of my life?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's going to be a journey because I haven't figured out the full meaning of my own life.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't get paid enough for all of that.
Oh, I mean, you can pay me to do that because people.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Me. But that's gonna take no time. That ain't gonna be no one statement.
Great.
Because if I figured out life, I sure the hell wouldn't be sitting here talking to you, asking me questions about your life. If I figured it out, I wouldn't be talking to nobody about nothing.
You're just about that. That's selfish.
No, I'm not selfish.
So you wouldn't try to like, you wouldn't talk to people anymore? You'd be like, I've got it. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good.
You'd be living on an island all by yourself?
Once I figure it out, if I could, I would.
Really? You would be perfectly fine on an island all by yourself?
Right, but I'm on the phone. Close the door.
Oh my gosh. Oh, you're messing with the editing. Hi, Munchkin.
Did that answer your question?
I mean the timing of that was
right on time.
So is she on spring break?
No. She had a dental appointment this morning.
Oh, I need to go to the dentist.
Yeah. She's got three wisdom teeth. They gotta come out.
Ooh. Just three? Yeah. Just the three?
Yeah, she only has three. Fourth one hasn't.
Oh man, that sucks.
Yeah.
She can't wait till the other one comes in.
No, her jaw's killing her. I mean, you know how long it took me to get my wisdom teeth pulled? Mm-mm. I was in my 40s.
Mm-mm.
I hate going to dentist. I suffered for 20 years with wisdom teeth.
Why did you suffer that long?
Because I hate dentists. I hate them. I do not like them. But I have more of an appreciation for them now. So it's not like I didn't know what to expect. And it wasn't that I thought I could, you know, just tough it out the rest of my life. It got to the point where I could see my teeth were starting to crowd.
Mm.
And I was like, yeah.
You don't want crooked teeth.
Yeah, so I go get it done. So overall, common sense did win. My vanity won.
Vanity.
Mm, yeah. Ain't that a trip?
Well, I got mine out when I was in college. Worst experience of my life.
Yeah.
The worst experience. I found out that I am highly sensitive to anesthesia. Uh-oh. Like to the point where I am allergic. It's like borderline allergic.
That's not good.
Yeah. I've never felt that crappy before in my entire life. Like, I was throwing up like all day and just delirious. And you want to know the funny part? Where, so you know how like after you have your like surgery like that, like you're loopy, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have it set up, the place where I got my wisdom teeth done, they have it set up where they take the patients out of the back. They always do that. Because I used to work at a dentist's office when I was in college. And then my what do you call it? Internship there. And so they always take the patients out the back because you don't want to take them out the front because it'll freak people out.
Right.
And so they take me out the back. And I kid you not, Mark, there's these long ass steps that you have to go down.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's terrible.
Down three, like two stories worth of steps. They're wooden, kind of funky. And I was like, this is stupid. Who said that this was smart? It was the dumbest thing ever.
Oh, you already paid your money, so get the hell up out of
here. Yeah, that was the hardest part, was getting down the steps.
Oh, I love getting knocked out. Not feeling no pain. Oh, that was, that's.
I remember that's everything.
I enjoy.
I remember everything. They were talking about the game that was on the night before. I remember everything.
The conversation, I don't remember nothing.
But it was like in hyper speed. It was so weird.
It wasn't for me. It was like, I always think like, is this actually going to work, right? And the doctor, he was like, all right, I want you to count to 10. And in my mind, I was like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Nah, you're out at like right? 3.
And when I, yeah, evidently so, because when I got to 10, I woke up, he's like, done. I was like, what? I was like, how long was I out? And Lori was there. And this is pre-COVID, of course. So Lori was there. She's like, you was out for like 10 minutes. I was like, what?
Just 10 minutes? Said, yeah.
Oh, this doctor was no joke. I call him the dentist cowboy. He's retired now. But man, he is not light on the anesthesia or anything. He knocks you out. And then he gets in there and like,
gosh. Whoop, whoop, whoop. See, I probably would have ended up in the hospital if he treated me, because they gave me a light dose.
He knocked me out. I mean, he turned. I could see him in the back just turning the thing, like turning the nitro, like he turned all the way up. But man,
maybe he has his own special blend.
Yeah, because I felt no pain. That was good. What, Aaron? What is it? Post
recovery was horrible, though.
Huh? I have a question. What? Jackson needs a ride home. Who? Jackson. Oh, this is funny for everybody.
No, it's really not when it comes to editing.
No, I'm talking about leave it in.
Yeah, but the thing is, I'm not sure. I think they probably can hear on this one, but there was one where you were talking. It was like you were talking to yourself. You couldn't hear her talking.
Oh.
So that was super weird. But anyway, what were you talking about? I tell you, we're so unprofessional.
Oh. Yeah, when I got my teeth pulled. Yeah, he gave me a whole bunch of nitrous and knocked me out. And that was probably the easiest dental job I've ever had. Because remember, all my dental work, the reason I don't like dentists is because I used to have to go to the military dentist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Me too. No joke.
And half the people that worked on my mouth were people who were
in training.
So when I became an adult, I really didn't start going to see a dentist on a regular until I was in my 40s.
What?
Yeah. I had all your teeth? Yeah. All of them except for one, this one right here.
Hey, Coco.
The crown. Oh my God. Are you serious right now?
Let me talk to her.
Aaron, we are doing a show. What is it?
I'm going to tell her something.
Wait, she froze.
Guess what?
Oh my God, I don't even know what this is going to sound like on playback. I love talking to her. Do you think we should have a podcast, me and her? It would be like a 30-minute one, though.
Yeah.
Growing up love or something like that.
Yeah. She has a lot of interesting perspectives of growing in a predominantly white suburb. She has a very keen sense.
Went to school with white people.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure there's some things that you guys definitely would have in common in that.
Yeah. And I went to school with like really rich white people.
Yeah.
Like, have you seen the series Euphoria?
No, I have not.
Oh, it's disturbing, but you should watch it.
Should I? Okay.
Erin's on her way out, so yeah, you'll be fine.
Okay.
But so I have a question, because you went to a different high school than I did, but it was still
kind of
kids that ran in the same circle, right?
I went to Columbus High School. That's where all the rich kids went.
Oh, you went to Columbus High? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. Not the Columbus High. I went to Hardaway. Excuse me. Columbus High is where
I went to Columbus High.
That's where all the
This is pre magnet school.
Yeah. Yeah, in Georgia. And at the time, Columbus High, when I was in school, Columbus High was the middle class to upper middle class, and you had a couple of rich kids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hardaway was all rich kids with a couple of middle class people sprinkled in. And then Carver was the black high school.
Oh my God, yes. Yes. What was the other high school?
I don't know.
Kendrick?
I can't think of the name of it.
Kendrick?
Yes, Kendrick.
Kendrick was a mix,
but it had a lot of black kids too.
Yeah, so it was like middle, lower class.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like a mix of middle and lower class in different
So my high school, my high school, at the football games, we'd be like, yes, indeed. And Carver, they get it in. Like,
so I have a question. I know, whole different vibe. So Kendrick was... Because on post, they didn't have a high school, right? So didn't most of the kids have to go to high school?
On post, they did. No, did they went to Spencer.
Spencer.
I forgot about Spencer. Spencer is...
I got the schools all mixed up now.
Yeah. Spencer was just off base, literally. I mean, the parking lot was on base, but the school was in Columbus.
Right. That's just so strange.
And a couple of things, like Michael Jackson's grandmother lived in Phoenix City, which is right across the river in Alabama.
Michael Jackson's grandmother.
Yeah.
So random.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Big Hurt went to Columbus High School. The Big Hurt.
I don't know who that is.
I can't remember his name now. He played baseball for the White Sox. He's an all-star.
I'm not a baseball person.
Yeah, he went to Columbus High School.
That makes sense because Columbus was known for baseball.
Yep. So, and Joe, the singer, he was from Columbus too. He went to Columbus High School.
Interesting.
Man.
So when I went to Columbus High, I went I was in the magnet program. And when I went, they still had the regular non-magnet students. So you had the magnet students and the non-magnet students. And some of the classes we would have with, like, it would be a mixture of magnet and non-magnet students. And the things that they would do for fun, I was like, say what now? We doing what? That would be a hell no for me. One, because that's just weird. And two, my mom would, like, she would kick my ass. She would kick my ass. She would kill me, bring me back to life, and then force me to live after she, you know, took me out.
They did the strangest stuff.
Like, there's stuff I can't even, like, I don't feel, I'm not even talk about them on here, but godly.
Yeah. Well, you know, high school students do some stupid shit. And it, but, you know, when you get to college, it's amazing how you see some of the kids, especially your freshman year, you know who's going to make it and who's not. Because when you get to college.
In college, or are you talking about high school?
Yeah, well, in your freshman year in college, fresh out of high school, you know who's going to make it, who's not. It's not apparent to you at the time, but when you get a little older, you're like, yeah, I could tell, you know, he was going to, you know. Those who decided that they were going to grow up, finish college, got their degree, those who decided that I'm going to stay immature and now I have no supervision, so now I'm amping it up. Those are the ones who
crash and burn.
Dropped out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dropped out. And it was so apparent.
So sad.
Yeah. I mean, you just could tell. You just knew, like, well, I'm not seeing you next year. You know,
college is a lot.
Yeah, I mean, by all means. I mean, there were parties. But generally, the people who grew up, they still partied and stuff, but they knew to do it on, like, a Friday. Okay, Friday, going to a party. Because most people grew up, had a job, had a little part-time job, to have a little extra money, you know. Kept themselves, you know, busy. And took everything serious, you know. Maybe did some type of work study on campus as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just kept busy. The ones who don't do anything, if they go to class, they just hang around the dorm the whole time. Or if you're lucky enough and you had a car.
Or the student union.
Yeah, you were out in town just doing stuff you had no business doing. It was a party every night.
Oh my God, and sometimes during the day.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the wildest party you remember? Well, out of fear of incriminating other people, I'm going to change that question. Like, what's the longest?
Oh, I was going to tell you.
Okay, go ahead.
The wildest party I went to, the best party I went to was one in the hood. There was a bit of danger. You know what I'm saying? It was a bit of danger. But the music was on point. Everybody was there to have a good time. The party, right?
Yeah.
Everybody was there to dance, listen to music, socialize. That was it. Just to blow off some steam. This was in the hood. The craziest party I went to was a very wealthy party. There was probably maybe 2 or 3 black people there. I was one of them. The debauchery, the stupidity, the how can I put it? the we call it what is it? Not negative masculinity. We call it
toxic
masculinity. Mm-hmm. Very high. Girls treated like crap. A lot of drinking. And when I say drinking, like in the hood, everybody had like 40 ounces, right? Malt liquor. Mm-hmm. But at the rich party, they were drinking straight hard fucking liquor. Just stuff to put you on your butt. At the hood, you know, the drug of choice, of course, you know, everybody was smoking a little weed or whatever.
Weed, yeah.
At the rich party was heroin. Heroin and cocaine.
Ooh. Wow.
In the hood, they basically just cleared out the living room and everybody was just in the living room and the kitchen.
Right.
And the front and back porch, right?
Mm-hmm.
At this party, they had a pool. Ooh. It was a 3-story house that had an elevator in it. It was on top of, not to give it away, but you know where I went to college. It was on top of the hills. And you know, that's where all the wealthy people lived. Mm. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Right by the river?
Of course.
It was on top of the hill. So you could see the river and you're looking down and everything. And they had a pool and all that other stuff. And, you know, people jumping off the house into the pool.
Mm-hmm.
They trashed the car. They couldn't find the keys or whatever. So they partied in the car.
What? Why? Yeah. Because they could.
Throw up in a car, everything.
Like, what's the point of that? Like, what's the point of, like, partying like that? I guess I don't.
I have. Because they could. Because they could.
I guess if you don't have anything else.
Because they could.
Pressing. Somebody. I guess, why not?
Somebody comes up with an extremely dumb idea, and then everybody signs off on it.
Yeah.
But it was amazing to me to see the difference in how wealthy people seemed a lot more immature than the hood party. Because at the rich party, there was this perceived no level of danger. But the danger is themselves.
Right. Yeah.
Unlike the hood party, it's somebody who might come in that might have beef with somebody else.
Yeah, and they usually took it outside.
Right.
For the most part.
So, yeah, for the most part. Because generally, you know, they had a couple of big guys there. And, you know, they would just kind of watch over everything and like, hey. You know, they pick you up, put you outside, and like, you need to take that outside, you know.
Yeah, because that's usually where party, the danger was at most of, like, hood, quote-unquote, parties, is leaving the party was always, like, the danger zone.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, nobody was hitting anybody, you know, whatever. But at the rich party, people were, you know, nut-checking people, punching people in the chest, flinching, you know, just like, what is going on? I mean, it was like, they were trying to beat themselves up.
Did you ever watch that show? On used to come on MTV. It was a group of white dudes, and they would just go around doing stupid stuff. Oh God, what is the name of it?
There's so many shows like that.
No, it was on MTV, like at the start of it.
Oh, like, they were Jackass. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
That's how I remember a lot of.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It was like that. It was like that. And it didn't matter how old you were.
Why are we doing this?
I saw people there that were in their mid to late 20s. They were acting the same way.
Yeah.
As the teenage kids, it was high school kids there, it was college kids there, and there was full grown adults there. and all of them were acting exactly the same. Mm-hmm. Nut checking each other and stuff like that. It's like, man, what is going on, man?
Yeah, we don't do that.
It was, I don't know. It was very weird. That was the weirdest part of that event too. Well, I'm not gonna say the weirdest part of the event too.
That doesn't sound very weird.
It was weird. He had to be there. He was like, what is going on?
Was that like your first party like that? Was that what
it was? Yeah, I thought it was going to be, you know, like on TV. You know what I'm saying? Everybody just having fun, dancing by the pool, having, you know, live DJ or whatever.
He's talking about not TV from nowadays, because TV now, they show how it really is. But
yeah,
back then it was not like that.
Yeah, like 80s movies type, you know, everybody just having fun. Yeah, it
was like Pretty in Pink was probably the extreme of what you saw that would happen at a party.
Right, right. It was, they were, I guess this is perceived that all of them were trying to have their own Animal House.
I've heard
they wanted to have the Animal House party. Yeah.
I don't remember. But, I never watched that. That was before my
But time. When you watch it, it wasn't that bad.
I just don't like stuff like that. Like, I never watched Jackass. I just thought it was just.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Like, I don't understand. Like, why do I want to watch other people do that? Like,
yeah, I had no interest in that. But Animal House is a good movie. You need to watch it. It's a good coming of age movie. And it covers a lot of things that.
I'm good. I think I went through it.
Yeah. It's got Jim Belushi in it, for God's sake. You gotta watch it.
I don't like Jim Belushi.
He's like, I'm a zit. Get it? It's a good movie. I liked it.
I don't like the movies from that era. Those little macho type movies like that. I don't. What was the other one that people used to watch all the time? It's the one with the cops in it, and they would be doing stupid stuff.
Reno 911.
Police Academy.
Oh, Police Academy. Yeah, that was boring.
Like, that was.
I love Reno 911.
I was more into like the Brat Pack. Like, I like Pretty in Pink. Like, if I had to pick movies from Pretty in Pink. Yeah.
Pretty in Pink. Breakfast Club.
Desperately Seeking Susan. The Goonies.
Yeah. Ferris Bueller.
I didn't like Ferris Bueller. You know what? I have yet to be able to watch that movie from beginning to end. I have never seen that movie in its entirety.
I was a fan of Anthony Michael Hall and John Cusack. I loved all of John Cusack's movies.
Yes.
I did like all of John Cusack's movies. His movies are fine. I still like John Cusack as an actor. He's smooth. He could be stupid.
He
always played the straight guy. Yeah, he always played the straight guy. Like, you know, like in a comedy duo, you had the straight guy and then you had the cut up. John Cusack is your classic straight guy. He played it straight all the time. He wasn't trying to be funny, but he was funny. Yeah.
His sister's funny too.
Yeah.
My favorite movie of hers is when she played Debbie in The Addams Family.
Yeah.
That's like my favorite Addams Family movie.
Yeah, they played
the hell out of that character. I'm sure they are.
Yeah, Rob Zombie's redoing that movie. We talked about him last podcast.
Why? Why are we doing stuff? Is there not, like, can people create something new? Did you hear they're redoing? I will say, I'm here for this redo, but did you hear they're redoing The Color Purple?
Yes, I did hear that.
And I watched it. I saw it when it was on Broadway with Fantasia in it. And it was amazing then. So I'm looking forward to that movie. It's supposed to be a musical.
Now I have no interest in it.
I like that movie.
I don't like musicals.
I love
musicals. Like them.
What?
Not my bag.
Have you ever been to a musical?
Yes.
What musical? Been to
several.
What musical have you gone to?
It is a very bad track record. Cats.
Okay, that's
Barefoot in the Park.
That you went to the musical of that on purpose?
Well, it's not a musical. It's a Broadway play. It's not a musical.
Oh, okay.
But Cats, Barefoot in the Park, Rent, absolutely terrible. West Side Story, and not Gone with the Wind.
He said Gone with the Wind. Who would want
not
to
Gone with the Wind?
That?
Not Gone with the Wind.
The Wizard of Oz.
Yes, thank you. Which was my first one.
Oh, how was that? That can either go one of two ways.
Usually
not
like,
in between with it.
The girl who played Dorothy was cute. So after the thing, the actors were kind of hanging around stage, signing autographs and stuff. And I wanted to go see Dorothy, and she had her shoes off and her feet were tore up. And I was like, ew.
Really?
I mean, she had blisters and calluses and everything.
I mean, that's part of
yeah.
Performer. Most performers do not have pretty feet. It's virtually impossible to have good looking feet.
But I was young then, and I was like, I don't like that.
You were vain. I mean, I feel like you didn't see the right musicals.
I just don't like musicals. I don't... Like yesterday, I went to a friend of mine invited me to a party. It's some kind of holiday over in Azerbaijan. It's like their New Year or something like that. Beginning of the growing season, and
the spring equinox.
Yeah. So they watch. So there's this play, this musical that they watch this time every year, and especially on a loop. And I hated it. I didn't like. I was like, it wasn't the fact that I didn't understand what they were singing about. It was just corny to me. It's just, I don't know. I'm not crazy about the premise of musicals because it's just corny to me. I'd rather see somebody, you know, some action or some sci-fi or something like that. It's just not my bag.
Oh, I love a good musical.
Yeah. I love a good musical. Not crazy about Disney movies, none of that stuff. There's too much singing in it for me.
I will say some of them are better than others. I love Moana. Moana, I think, is my favorite. It's a good balance because some of them are a little too singy. It's like, oh, we're singing again. Okay. All right.
And I think the one that they don't sing very much in is Mulan.
That one has more of a score.
Yeah, I wasn't really crazy about that. And one that was way too singy was Princess and the Frog.
Yeah, that was full on musical.
I like my old Disney movies where there's like four songs in the whole thing. Like the Rescuers. Remember the Rescuers? Love the Rescuers.
What's that one about? Is that the one where they're
that's
in
one
Australia?
Of the two mice. No, it's about the one about the two mice that have to rescue. I can't remember the premise. But they have to go rescue somebody. And you got the and they're riding this.
And they're riding a bird or something.
This crazy solo, yeah.
Yeah. I kind of remember that
and
one.
And Zsa Zsa Gabor played the lead in that. And very Zsa Zsa Gabor. She wasn't even trying to play a character. She was just playing Zsa Zsa.
I think that was the point.
Yeah.
Voicing the character.
Yeah. I love that. And that's hard to find. It used to be very hard to find that movie.
It's not on Disney Plus.
It might be now, but before, if you're trying to find it, you couldn't find it anywhere.
Disney had some really great movies. They really did.
Yeah.
My favorite, I guess it's kind of Disney inspired, and it's a musical, Into the Woods. I like that one because
Into the Woods.
About,
yeah.
I like the different. They kind of highlight the absurdity of fairy tales and such.
Yeah, I did like that one.
It's funny. I would say if if you're new to musicals, that's a good one because it has humor in it. Yeah. And you'll actually see the humor.
Yeah, we watched did you watch the latest one yet? Turning Red?
Mm-mm. I don't have Disney Plus.
I don't think they did this on purpose. So the premise is that there's this curse or whatever. Yeah. Where this little girl, well, you find like in the first 5 minutes of the movie, and you already know what's going to happen, but there's this curse that the females turn into red pandas when they get emotional. And she doesn't want the panda anymore.
Really? That's what we're doing? We're doing movies about women and their emotional nature?
Well, see, this is what I'm saying.
Really, Disney?
I think Disney kind of missed the mark. So, so that is the premise of it, right? So when she starts turning into a panda, she doesn't want her mother to know. So she's hiding in the bathroom while she's a panda. And her mother's trying to get into the restroom, like, what's wrong? What's wrong? And she's like, mother, go away. And her mother's like, oh. She's like, did it happen? And she's talking about her period.
Oh.
And she's like, yeah. And she's like, I'll take care of it. I'm like that. So there's three things.
Oh, that so people that's are turning like, red too. Okay.
With the emotional thing, and I was like, "Oh man."
Okay, that doesn't make it any better. That makes it worse.
No, it makes it a lot worse. And people started pointing it out, and it's like, "Man, y'all kind of missed the mark on this." I think you.
So what?
I don't think it was intentional, but
this is
it
a
just,
whole movie, or short.
Yeah, it's a whole movie. It's a good little movie, but
it
that whole
it
thing.
Explore- becoming a woman, I guess.
It does in a way. She just learned where her mother and the rest of the family ran away from it. She accepted it because each panda, they get a different spirit panda. So her panda was
spirit
yeah
pandas.
Her
okay.
panda was a nice panda, but her mother's panda was not a nice panda, and it was gigantic. It was like maybe 6-7 stories tall. But her panda was just really nice, fun.
Okay,
so had the same personality as she did.
I need
unlike
to know the
mother,
ethnicity of these
Chinese
characters.
Oh. Chinese.
Okay.
Of course, it's red pandas. So, yeah, it was Chinese, but it was
maybe that's a Chinese. Maybe it's a cultural story that I don't have awareness around.
That's what I'm thinking. It's got to be something along that lines.
But my very Western sensibilities is like, really?
Yeah, you kind of missed the mark on that one.
It's like, ooh, this could be problematic for some groups of people.
Yeah, but all in all, it was. It was an okay movie. It wasn't that bad.
Did Erin watch it with you?
Mm-hmm.
What did she think about it?
She didn't make the connection that me and Lori did. But
so Lori was like looking sideways too, like mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was like, what the hell? I was like, right? I was like, is that like part of it or something? You know, which it doesn't have anything to do with each other, but just the way that it tell together, it's they're part of each other in the movie. And it was just like, but you could tell it wasn't intentional, like it was supposed to be part of it, of Turning Red, but it just bad. They kind of, I'm not sure. It must have been a bunch of men who made this one. Because somebody should have said, this implies something totally different, right? And the whole joke about her having her menstrual cycle for the first time and turning red, You know, somebody should have been there to say
emotional that. During that time.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. But that might have been the reason why they like, okay, we'll just put it on Disney Plus. We already put this money into it. And we're not releasing in the theaters. We'll put it on Disney Plus. I don't know. I can't imagine that escaped Disney. But a lot of people got mad. A lot of people got mad. There's a lot of other things to be mad about, but, you know, whatever.
I'm interested to know. It's kind of sad that you look at things in that way and you can't really just enjoy the story.
Yeah.
Because of how...
Well, the older you get, the more cynical you get. So you start looking for flaws. Just,
yeah, but I don't know. It highlights a bigger issue within an issue within an issue within an issue.
Yeah. Yeah.
So other than Erin not knowing what was going on, would she rate it a good movie?
Probably not, because she wants to, you know, she's growing up, so she doesn't want to be associated with anything that has Disney on it.
Or maybe she just didn't like the movie.
No, it's that, because I'll catch her sometimes. She'll be upstairs and she'll be watching a Disney movie.
You're not supposed right? to know. Yeah.
Right. You know, but you know, she wants to project that. You know,
what is she watching?
I'm
what
Disney trying to movie? Grow up.
What Disney movie is she watching?
What was she watching? She watches like Gravity Falls, a lot. Courage the Cowardly Dog.
But you know, that's a strange age, because there's all this expectation of you to behave in like an adult like way, but then you're not really an adult, but you're still childlike, you know.
And I will tell you that me and her mother really don't help her a whole lot, because
why not?
Well, because I think every parent does this. It's like sometimes you want them to be a child, and then sometimes you want them to be an adult. And it's just random stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, that's,
you know,
that's,
you know what I'm saying?
As an adult, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Well, it's because, you know, you want your kid to stay a kid.
Able to take care. Yeah.
But you also want your kid to grow up. And, you know, you know, like, I want a sandwich. Well, you're grown up, make your own sandwich. You know, and then you're like, I want to go to the mall with my friends. No, you can't go to the mall with your friends because you're not old enough. You know, just stuff like that. You know,
it's just like, well, what can I do? Yeah,
exactly. And we try to be.
It's a weird gray area. I think the age of like 13, probably like 12, like depending on when you hit puberty, like it could be 11.
Yeah, that's when they really
start. Like 24 ish. It's weird, because even like in your 20s, it's like. They put you, okay, you're an adult, and it's just like, but I don't know what that means. Like, I don't know. I'm not prepared for this. But it's one of those things where I don't know.
So
adulting can suck sometimes.
And
I think it's good to have a balance between adulting and still doing things you enjoyed with like childlike wonderment, as they say.
Yeah, because I mean, there might be things that you did with your kid when they were little, and you try to do them now, and they're just like, I don't want to do that, mm-hmm. and it just kind of breaks your heart a little bit. Like, oh, that used to be our thing, but it's not like they don't want to do it. It's the point that they're trying to. They think it's, well, in order for me to grow up, I can't do
that's a baby
childish stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, but.
And
the thing
sometimes
is, like,
it simply is they don't really enjoy doing that anymore, too. So it can kind of be both.
Yeah, it can be both, depending on what it is.
Yeah, because I know my friend, her she had her heart broken like that the other day. And she was like, oh my God. And I really think it just was, he was like, I don't really like doing this anymore.
Yeah.
And she was just devastated and like, oh my God.
He's not a child anymore. Yeah. So like, you know, coloring eggs, Erin so loves the, she likes coloring eggs, you know, she's creative.
I mean, come on though, that's fun to do.
Yeah. But, you know, the go hunt for the eggs, no, she's not doing that.
I mean, if mom would tell you, I didn't even like to do that as a child.
Yeah. But when she was a kid, she loved doing it. But now she's like, okay, that's what kids do. But
I think she's looking at it as a waste of my time as a child.
For her, doing the eggs is doing it for the kids. So that's a way for her to kind of, yeah, I'll do the eggs, you know.
I think we need to encourage, and that's why you have a lot of like adults doing like childlike things now. Like they have full on groups of doing things that children would do, like child's play. You know, they have like.
Yeah.
Either he's throwing up or he has the hiccups. I can't tell.
He's just laying there making a weird noise.
He's probably throwing. Is he chewing on his cage again?
No, he's just laying there making a weird noise.
He's probably got the hook up. Let him out. Let him outside. Give him some water.
Okay. Can I eat an apple?
Oh my God! Yes, you can eat an apple.
Oh my God! You know she's doing that on purpose now, right?
Yeah.
Because you haven't, like, you need to tell her, do not open this door or you will die. She knows there's not going to be any consequences.
That's her mother coming out. That's Lori.
Well, no matter who it is, it's because, either you or her.
Because when it comes to Lori, there's no boundaries. No matter what I'm doing, it doesn't matter. What are you doing?
How do you feel about that, though?
What are you thinking of? I'm just worn down right at this point. I'm just really worn down. Yeah, but
I think it's important that you have your boundaries respected. Because it goes both ways.
Yeah. Yeah, but at the same time.
Men give up so easily sometimes when it comes to women. I find.
No, I don't. I don't. That,
is it that you pick and choose your battles? Is that what it is?
Yes, exactly what I was about to say. I pick and choose my battles. If it's something serious that I'm really working on that requires my total attention, that I really need to get this done, then no.
I'm pretty sure she knows.
Get the hell out. Get the hell out. But I don't, at the same time, I don't want my family to think that if it's something they need my help with, that they can never come to me.
But why would you think that's. But then that leaves the door open to where they come to you for every little thing with no discernment.
Well, you gotta remember that's the way I grew up, though. I mean, because like there were times where I didn't have access to mom or dad.
So you're overcompensating. In that way,
a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, a little bit, and it wasn't. Sometimes I'm pretty sure I can't remember, you know, what I needed, but there were times I'm pretty sure it was some stupid stuff. But there were times where, you know, I'm sure I had a legitimate question, and they just like, not right now. So, I am. Maybe I am overcompensating a little bit.
You completely are. But,
at the same time,
that's
most
people do when they parent their children. Either they parent it in the same, they parent their children in the same way their parents did, or they're trying to do the opposite of how they were parented.
Like a mixed bag for me. There's some stuff that mom did that I totally agree with, and there's some stuff mom did that I don't agree with. But like I said, there's no magic bullet
like what,
for this
Mark?
Stuff.
What? Like what? Mom doesn't listen to this podcast.
No, you ain't trying to get me in trouble.
Mm-mm. Like what?
Mm-mm. That's between me, mama, and Jesus.
Mm. So mom knows?
Probably not. You know, mom don't remember nothing. It's all a greater. It's all because, a blur. Because to mom.
Because we had a conversation about this, and she was like, "Look, she's like, it's not that I don't care about what happened at the time." And she was like, "It's just at that time, I was just overwhelmed.
So much, yes,
yeah, so had, much.
She had so much stuff going on.
Yeah,
but you know, at the time, I didn't understand that.
Yeah, and I think that's the most important part about once you do reach adulthood. And I think it's so important to have like these conversations with your parents about your experiences and be like, hey, this is what I was feeling during this time. And then they can kind of give you some insight in terms of what was really happening. And then it really starts to realize like, oh, so she said no because she knew this, and this would happen likely.
The one thing I regret is that when dad kind of moved out of the house and mom's going back to the college, and I was told that you have to watch your sister.
Oh my God. Mom talks about that too. Yeah.
Yeah. But at the same time, I was a kid.
You didn't want that responsibility.
Well, no, I was a kid.
And you didn't want that responsibility because you were a kid. You wanted to be a kid.
I didn't understand, like, why can't I do the things I want to do? I like to go outside and play with my friends. You know, there's stuff that I wanted to do. And I just wish.
I mean, who wants to take care of someone that's a little, because I'm like 9 years younger than you. So if you think about that, like, we weren't doing the same thing. We didn't have the same interest. And we didn't have the same. I think even if we were the same age, we just would not have had the same interests. We're just completely different people.
Nowhere close.
Yeah.
But I wish mom would have sat me down and asked me to help her. And I think at that time I might have been a little upset, but I would have understood. I just wish mom, well, at the same time, I'm pretty sure at that time, mom had no faith in me. No faith in me to understand anything.
I think just in knowing how mom's personality is, I think she doesn't like having to depend on other people.
Yeah, that too.
And plus
I let her down like all the time.
That but didn't also help too, at all. But I think sometimes too, it reinforces that, and this is something that she shared with me. She's like, you know, he just wasn't, that was out of his capacity to do that.
I wasn't out of my capacity. I rebelled as much as I could.
Yeah, but it was out of your capacity. Because if it was, you would have done it. Because you've seen other siblings where they take care of their sibling. You know,
there were times that I actually did that. So it wasn't out of.
It's like a one off.
It wasn't a one off. It was probably half and half. I mean, the time that we
I'll put give you 25%. How about that?
Put it this way. The time that I put the hole in the ceiling.
Yeah.
That was me and you going on an adventure. I was taking you on an adventure. I was being big brother.
But who came up with the adventure?
I think you kind of wanted to go on an adventure.
I always want to go on an adventure. I'm always on an adventure.
Because we just saw The Goonies. And you were hyped up. I love
that movie so much.
And you were like, I want to go do something. I want to go. I was like, okay, we'll go do something. And we just went upstairs. And whatever reason.
I wonder if mom knows that that's why we were up there. At the time, at the time, she didn't care why we were up there.
I think I did tell her why, but I didn't lay it at your feet or anything like that. But I think I did tell her why. But at that time, you know, mom's eyes full of rage. She didn't care. It was just, you know.
Well, it was the fact that you caused damage, and then she was like thinking, like, "Oh my God, what you could have killed your sister."
Yeah.
She and I was fine. I was like,
she didn't ask me one time, was I okay? She never asked me that.
You
I jacked my leg up. I jacked my leg up doing that. I fell through.
Yeah.
I hurt myself. And that's what really made me mad is that mom didn't even care if I was okay. It was obvious that you were okay.
Yeah, I was like.
But mom never asked me. Yeah, she never asked me if I was okay. But, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is. But I was, you know, I was thinking I was doing the right thing. I was entertaining my sister, and mom did not want us to go outside, so I couldn't go outside. So I had to figure out something in the house. And even though I was a very creative kid, I could have come up with something else.
Would it have been something that I would have enjoyed? Probably not. Because we did different things because of the age difference. And then on top of that is the personality difference.
I don't know. I think I just went to the full spectrum. Like, okay, I'm going to take you someplace that you've never been before in the house.
See, you were trying to like go above and beyond.
Yeah. It looked spectacularly.
Because at that age, I was just in so... Like when you would play with me or you would want to play with me, I'd be like, what? You want to play with me? Like,
which I play with you all the time.
Not all the time.
You know how many all the time, Nicole.
You had your limits.
You know how many half soaked macaroni noodles I have eaten? do you understand this?
Soaked. What are you supposed to do with your time but have a tea party?
Because you had your little kitchen set and you was really into, yeah, and you had your cold water and then you put like some macaroni noodles in it. Mm-hmm. And then I would have to
get those from though. I wouldn't
I have no idea.
I don't think mom knew I had
I didn't ask any questions. I was like, well, she's in there cooking food, mama. Why are you yelling at me? Nicole's in there cooking food and you're yelling about me
because I was quiet. I did my stuff quietly.
I wouldn't say quietly, I just did my stuff a lot louder.
Well, yeah, big difference.
So yeah, I've probably eaten I'd say a good 120 pounds worth of raw cold macaroni noodles.
Yeah, we had rice. Our moments together where you would play with me.
Oh, we have a lot of those. But the thing is that you were very specific in how you played. It was the same thing like every day.
I didn't have very many options, Mark.
No, I mean.
I did not have very many options.
You did not go outside a whole lot.
Because mom wouldn't let me go outside.
I know. And
at that time I was too little to be out by myself.
Well, plus I don't think mom,
supervision. And she mom did not did trust not, you yeah, to do
she
that.
She did not trust me to take you out. Which,
and
you know,
we had some questionable neighbors too.
Yeah, we didn't really know our neighbors. Well, they changed all the time.
Yeah, but as she said, there were some questionable neighbors.
There was a few, especially across the street. Mm. Yeah, that is true. That is very true. Especially this one family, they were just weird. They were weird. I don't know if you remember, it was a white family. I'm a kid, I think he was like a year older than me. Weird. They were just weird people. But, they lived at the entrance of the cul-de-sac on the base.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were weird. And they were there for a long time. They never moved. Mm. They were there when we left.
Mm.
But yeah, I mean, there are times that I wish I was able to take you out with me. Cause I did a lot of crazy stuff. But no, a lot of it was dangerous. but let's just say that if you would have made it through like I did,
I probably would have been the voice of reason.
I would have been.
And you would have been like, okay, shut up, Nicole, go back home.
No, I probably would have been the best big brother in the world. Because I had some crazy adventures. I did some crazy stuff. Notably, very dangerous.
We had our moments. We did have our moments.
Yeah. But just the simple fact that I did things that you would never do in your lifetime.
Nope.
Just for that simple fact that you can say, well, I did that. You know, oh, me and my brother built a go-kart and went down the hill. I don't know if you remember that hill in Fort Benning. Went down the hill and we forgot brakes.
Okay, I don't want that memory.
You know, I lived fine, but I'm just saying, like, you know, stuff like that. And I do, you know, at times I like, you know, I'll be like, I wish I could have, you know, took Nicole out to do that. But I think, and I'll be like, nah. That
wouldn't have ended well.
No, it wouldn't have. It wouldn't have.
I probably would have. I did my own stuff. I think, you know, because it's interesting where I'm not an only child, but there was a period where I felt like what it's like to grow up as an only child too. Because of the age difference.
Yeah.
So I had you in the house, but then you left and then I was by myself.
Well, also, you didn't help because you would also take your dog and take him in your room and you would close the door so he couldn't escape.
I would dress him up. But the thing is, a lot of the time he would come to me. I would tell him, you know why?
Because you had half-soaked noodles.
No, it was the marshmallows.
And marshmallows, too.
No, because he would bring me a bag of marshmallows.
He loved it.
For the longest time, I thought Mom knew that he was bringing me the marshmallows. And so I told her, like, a couple years back, and she was like... And then she was just kind of like, why am I surprised? Like, why am I surprised that he got into the marshmallows and brought them to you?
The dog was way too smart for his own good.
Oh my God.
He was way too smart. And about that time?
I think we've gone over.
Because we interrupted so many times. Well, yeah. Well, we definitely found something out of nothing again.
Conversation.
Yes, it was. So on that note, everybody. We want to wish you adieu, and we'll see you next week. And I don't know how many more episodes we got.
We have two more left. It's 11 episodes a season. This is number 10. So the next two are, don't get me to lying. Either it's two left or three left.
Okay.
Don't quote me. I don't really know.
Well, make sure you stay tuned because we got our top 10s. I already did mine.
Of course you did.
And it was hard. It was not easy.
That's why I haven't done mine.
And are we just doing a random top 10, not in particular order, or do we have to rank them?
They're supposed to be ranked.
Oh!
Well, now that you have your top 10, then rank them.
God, that's the hardest part.
All right, Mark. Say goodbye.
Bye, everybody. Say goodbye, Coco.
Bye.